Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then branch truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OG's original. Real OG's original.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Michael Leroy, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is bear with one moment. I'll change mic. Tuesday, that's right. Tuesday, July the 16th. Of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. Want to jump right in talking about something that, this is a cookie blower. You know, we go through life, and as individuals, we all have been taught a specific way of thinking that is based upon some type of overview that states we have creators, or that there is a source, there's a God. Everybody on the planet have some type of a belief in a higher deity. We all do. There's different names for that deity, but at the end of the day, there's some type of a deity. And today we want to talk about, and we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. And we've been taught that the spirit was God, and that is true in a sense. But today we want to go a little bit further. Today we want to break down, we want to really explain, illuminate, and simplify what that scripture really means and what source is really revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying when it shares that or when it expresses that in the book of Zechariah. So in the book of Zechariah, it breaks down, and we want to turn there, if you can, to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, as we jump into assisting you with being you. Now, the inability to really, really understand the statements that I'm about to make today, separates the men from the boys, because we all give away our energy. Now, we don't know that's what we're doing, but that's what we're doing. And to the degree that you can understand how you give away your energy, that determines your divinity. Now, and I'm not talking about divinity from the perspective of that you're a little G. I'm talking about divinity from the perspective of being able to pay your light bill, being able to maintain your health, being able to understand some basic wisdom, being able to establish a relationship with yourself and with others. And to the degree, my brothers and sisters, that you're able to wrap your brain around the statements that will be made today, that determines your ability to be successful in this dimension. Now, a lot of us understand that, you know, there's a goal or there's an intention to be successful in the next dimension. And I understand it. I get that too. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about, you know, the implementation of your design. So the scripture says that, then he answered and he spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very important verse of scripture. Because if you can understand this verse of scripture, along with all of the scriptures, because the scriptures are given, again, it is an inscription. So the scriptures are, it is a scribe. It's a script. It's the script. Now, remember, you're supposed to write your own script according to God's script, meaning God gives you a certain leadway within your script. So the script is to, let's say your script is to get to from Texas to California, or, you know, New York or Georgia. Now, there's a lot of different routes that you can take to get from Texas to California, to get from Texas to Georgia, or to get to from Texas to New York. But your job is to just get to that destination. So the script is written, but it's not written. So what we're breaking down for you today is how source code has gave you the script writing ability to use not your might, not your power, but sources your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Now, for most of us, again, we're not previewed, if you want to use that term, to the deeper esoteric knowledge, because it's not really taught in most circles. And so as we go through this verse, without going too deep into the that kilas, but we want to go deep enough for you to understand the importance of what we are expressing to you today. And that is simply that you are the script writer. Now, you have a box, but you have limited free will within the box. For example, if I have a dog and I put the dog in the backyard, is the dog in the cage? Some would say, you know, does the dog have freedom? Should I say? Some would say, nope, the dog does not have freedom. But the dog has freedom. The dog has freedom. He can go anywhere that he wants to go within side of the parameters of the backyard. He cannot leave the backyard. But the dog has free will to go anywhere in the backyard. So let me make sure you understand. Because if you put your dog on a leash, you know, then the next question is, you know, does the dog have free will? If you put a baby in a baby crib, does the baby have free will? If you put an individual in prison, does the individual have freedom or free will? The answer is yes. Although it is limited, it's still free, because within the confines of that prison cell, that inmate can go any way he wants. He can do anything that he wants to do within the limits of the confines of the prison cell. So he has free will, although it is limited, but it's still free. But most people, we do not understand that scripture that we just read in the book of Zechariah. Now, I need to express to you, because right now you're working too hard. And, you know, maybe not you, but, you know, people you know. So most people, they use might or they use power. Now, again, I did that too. And so, but that's what we were taught. You know, most of us were taught to use might or to use power. Now, we need to break down this so that way you can stop doing it. Because if you keep doing this, you're going to burn yourself out, and you got to go on a sabbatical or you got to take a vacation. Now, I'm in a permanent mode of vacation. Now, again, let's not get it twisted. I go, like, we're getting ready to go on a cruise, a vacation, and we do things. But on vacation, I do the same thing that I do when I'm not on vacation. So when I'm on vacation and when I'm not on vacation, I do the exact same things. Now, a lot of people, they can't say that. And that's not a knock on anybody. It's just the way that, you know, I set my savings account up. It's the way that I set my life up. So I like to get paid for not working. And so what the scripture is telling us is that when we go through this, if you look at, you know, and to add some context to it, when we look at, you know, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "And the angel that talked with me came again and awoken me as a man that is awakened out of his sleep." Verse 2, Zechariah 4, 2. "And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, with seven lamps thereunto, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof." And so that gets into seven sevens, the Smitah. It's talking about the seven chakra system. It's talking about the, you know, the lampstand that is inside of the tabernacle. And it's talking about the fact that the candlestick that is made up of gold that has these seven lamps and these seven pipes. And then it goes on and it says in verse 3, "And the two olive trees by it, one up on the right side, one of the bowl, and the other up on the left side." That represents duality. The olive tree always represents life. So in this life we have, again, free will, although limited, but it's still free. You still can do whatever it is that you want to do with inside of the compounds of that free will. But it is limited, just like a dog inside your backyard. And your ability to understand, how do you use not your power, not your might, but your spirit? Now, verse 4 says, "So I answered and I spake unto the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord?" Now, we could get into some deep stuff just talking about the conversation between a man and an angel that was talking to him. But that's another study for another time. Verse 5 says, "Then the angel that talked with me," and notice how many times it emphasizes the fact that the angel was talking with him. "And so the angel talked with me, and he said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord." So the angel is saying, like, dude, do you know what's going on? And he's talking about these seven lampstands. He's talking about gold. He's talking about these seven candles. This gets into understanding, again, the seven layers of consciousness, the seven chakra systems, 7 days in a week. Seven represents the number of perfection. But again, that's another study for another time. Look at verse 6. "Then he answered and he spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto thee. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying," and it continues on, and it breaks down in verse 9 that Zerubbabel laid his hands upon this foundation and he finished it. So today, when we talk about you are a modern day Zerubbabel. Now, this is really interesting because when we talk about Zerubbabel, what we're looking at when we break down that name, and again, because of time, I'm not going to go too deep into this, but I need you to understand what the essence of this means when it comes to you and your power. The word, the name Zerubbabel means strong, dependent, or leader of Babylon. It has to do with Babylon. It means descending. It means descendant of Babylon. It means one who scatters. It means one who is a descendant of Babylon. Now, that's very important, so remember that. Zerubbabel. So that's the word came to somebody who had descended into Babylon. So the word came to somebody who had descended into Babylon. Very important. Now, as descendants, because we're in a modern-day Babylon, if you will, in case you didn't know that. And so when we look at that, now we're saying that this word, and then now we've got to break down, when the scripture says word, what exactly does it mean by the word word? So the word means dabar in Hebrew, and it's spelled D-A-B-A-R. So the word dabar, we get the English word word, it means speaking or speak. It means an utterance. It means business occupation. It means any type of a expression or command, the word. So the word has to do with pretty much what I'm doing right now, but it has a business connotation. It's purpose-based is what I'm saying. So anytime you pronounce something that is purpose-based, it means to speak, declare, to converse, command, promise, warn. It means to put forth some type of a verbal command. It means to declare or decree. So the word is not talking about anything that is written. The word here is talking about something that is spoken. It is talking about a mental disposition that is expressed. So a spoken word is an expressed thought. Father, test the minds of your people. The spoken word is an expressed thought. The spoken word is an expressed thought. One more time. The spoken word is an expressed thought. So that's what it's talking about here. So we know that the word of the Lord, now the word Lord here, as we spoke about before, that means Jehovah, or with a Y, Jehovah. Strong Concordance number H3068. Now, for people that are not new to my teachings, then you understand that when you break that word down to its original meaning, it means Ayah, H-A-Y-A-H, and Asher, Ayah. Now, Ayah means to come into existence. It means to fall. It means to happen to fall. It means to come into existence. It means to be instituted. It means to be established from a fall. Now, we can go further down that word, but it simply means to be or to exist. That means being. That's why you're called a human being. So H-A-Y-A-H, and then we have H-A-V-A. So H-A, now again, we're just breaking down this one word. That means to fall. So the one word means to fall into existence. This means a deeper meaning of the same word. It means it's kind of like when your breath rises and falls. So it has to do with a low vibration or a low breath. It means something that falls. It has to do with something that fell, something that has fallen. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely, extremely important as we break down the definitions of these terms and these words. Because, again, this is called didactic. The next word is A-A-V-H. Now, again, for every English word, there's 7 Greek or Hebrew words. So, A-V-A-H, Ava. It means desire, crave, lust, long. So the fall is the result of a desire or a crave. It means to turn aside and to lodge with. So all of these are the underlining root words for the English word Lord. Now, again, I've been showed on breaking this down. But for the sake of today's message, we need to understand that these words have nothing to do with the normal biblical text or connotation that has to do with a supreme deity. This has to do with something that is taking place due to your desire, your lust. You fall. Fall means go in the direction of something. So it just simply means what source is telling us, that each and every one of us, we go in a direction. Because remember, it says, he answered and he spake unto him, saying, this is the word. Now, we broke down the word. It means D-A-B-A-R. That just simply means what I'm doing right now. It has nothing to do with the Bible or any ancient text. It has to do with abracadabra. I create what I speak. So the word of the Lord. The Lord is anybody that has stirred into existence. That's you, boo-boo. It's a fallen light being. Everybody on this planet is bent light. Everybody that's existing right now, you are a spirit that is an incarnation that used an incantation, the word, to result in your own incarceration. Let me say it again in English, real slow. You are an incarnation that used an incantation that resulted in your incarceration. You are the word that became flesh and dwelt among men. So this is the word of the Lord. It has nothing to do with what you've been taught. It has to do with you. Unto Zerubbabel. Now, Zerubbabel means, again, descendant of Babylon. It means anybody who descended into Babylon. So America is considered the modern-day Babylon. Now, Babylon just simply means baby. Look at the word Babel. You're going to see the word B-A-B-Y, baby. So this is anybody who's a baby Cretan. So this is talking about baby Cretans. That may be you, boo-boo, or somebody that you know. And so we're talking about a low vibrational being. That's what the scripture is saying. Now we've got to get to the meat. Now that we've laid the basic foundation. And so the word of the Lord said unto babies, low vibrational beings, saying, boo-boo, it's not by might. So everybody is trying to do something, and you're trying to do it by might. And the scripture is saying that that dog don't hunt. And so your job is to understand that we cannot use might. So we might want to know what might is, because we're using it, and we should not use it. So why should we not use it? Shael. Shail. It's spelled S-H-A-Y-I-L. Shail. S-H-A-Y-I-L. That's first base. We're not gonna be able to go all through it because we got too many fish we gotta fry today. So this word might, okay, it simply means wealth, army, strength, or ability. Somebody should write that down. Let me say it again. Now, this is saying that you should not, this is what you should not do. Source is saying, in order for you to be effective in this dimension, you cannot use this. Kind of like with Hebrews 6:1, when it tells us what we should not be preaching, and that's what everybody preaches. As I've begged, I've pleaded, and I've asked for you to please read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, 2, 3. If you are a Reverend Dr. Bishop, because it gives you your preaching. It tells you what to preach. So I don't understand. Another study for another time. So this word, might. Now remember, we are establishing how to be effective in this dimension. We are establishing how to be successful. We are establishing how it is for you to accomplish whatever things that it is that you want to accomplish. And it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. So we're using the wrong tools. We're trying to build, but we're trying to build a house the wrong way. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm trying to leave. I am leaving an inheritance for my children's children. So I'm here to build, my brother. I'm here to build my sister. But I'm here to build specifically the kingdom of God on earth. Specifically, I'm here to establish the kingdom of God on earth. So, but I have to use source code way of building. I can't just build it on my own. I just can't make up shizness as I go. So this word might, again, spelled, is Strong Concordance number H2428. So that way you can look it up. It means wealth. It means army. It means your natural ability, your natural strength. So we should not use that. You should not use your wealth. You should not use your natural ability. You should not use your force. You should not use your resources, your strength. None of those things are you to use when it comes to building. Now, again, we're talking about establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now, remember the word kingdom means basileia. That means a mental disposition, which kind of makes sense. Now, there's another Greek word underneath, or Hebrew word, that's spelled S-H-U-W-L. C-H-U-W-L. C as in Charlie. Now, this word, it means fear. It means travail. It means anguish. It means to be banished. It means to dance. It means to whirl. But the emphasis is grievous, tremble, fear, travail, anguish. We should not use that. So you cannot use fear to try to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay, that a lot of preachers out of business right there. Now, source is saying, now, it's not that he's saying that they don't work. He's telling anybody who's from Babylon, which means descendant of somebody who has descended into death, into a space of, you know, low vibration. We'll put it that way. The fruit of the flesh. Everything that we see in the world today. So in order for you to get out of that mental disposition, if you've fallen into a mental disposition of Babylonian or Babel, then there's a certain thing that you got to do to get out of that, to get out of that disposition. And so and it's really interesting because the word is specifically addressed to Zerubbabel. And it's, he's saying that, so the Lord came unto Zerubbabel, and he specifically is telling him, hey, not by might. So that means that Zerubbabel was using might, just like you, just like me. And we are sown in Babylon. It means we are born in Babylon. We are a descendant of the land of Babylon. Or we have descended into a mental disposition that is similar to Babylon. We have a Babylonian way of thinking. And so we have a Babel. We Babel. That's, you know, it's like the Tower of Babel or the Tower of Babel, where we get Babel, Babylon, Babylon, Babylon. So Zerubbabel means Babel, B-A-B-E-L. That is Strong Concordance number 8894. Babel. That means confusion by mixing. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, in order for you to get out of your confusion, you can't use might and you can't use power. You got to use spirit. That's what this is saying. But we got a problem because we don't know whose spirit. Now, Babylon, Babel, B-A-B-E-L, which is very similar to the word Bible, where we get the word Bible. It means confusion of speech. It means stammering. It means stuttering. It means you is saying something without confidence. That's Babylon. That means you're saying a bunch of nothing, but you're not putting it in an order that is understandable. That means that you're talking, but you're not believing what you're saying. That means you're saying something, but you ain't got no dunamis power behind it because you have no clarity of the self. So this is directed to anybody who's speaking, who's saying something, but they ain't got no dunamis power. They ain't got no dunamis power behind what they're saying. Now you're saying the right things, but you ain't got no tone in your voice to draw the right things. That's babble. Confusion comes from stammering, S-T-A-M-M-E-R-I-N-G, stammering. But the reason that you're stammering is because you have confusion. So Babylon represents the empire of confusion. It also represents babies because, you know, babies, they how do they talk? They talk goo-goo-ga-ga. So babies, when they talk gibberish. They talk B-A-L-A-L. That's what the scripture says. It's Song Course number 1101. It means to mix and to mingle, to confuse. It has to do with to mix oneself in a manner that you fade away. So if this, when you mix yourself and you're non-effective, that just simply means that you're fading away. You're saying a bunch of nothing. But the reason that is because you have not researched yourself. You don't know yourself. So you don't know, again, the essence of the self. Maybe, you know, you don't have your life optimization circle. You're not really sure what your name is, what your niche is, or what your narrative is. And so you got to resort to power and might. Source says that dog does not hunt. It's not by might, nor by power. It is by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So we know what a baby is. That's somebody that is babbling. They're confused. And the reason they're confused is because they're mixing doctrines. They're mixing and matching stuff. They don't have no clear, crystal clear purpose. And so they just kind of, like I did for 40 years, just wandering around the desert. Been there, done that, got two T-shirts. And we broke down the word might. And we know that that has to do with money. It has to do with wealth. You're not supposed to use that to get out of confusion. So if you're confused today, your money's not going to help you. Your army's not going to help you. Your strength is not going to help you. Your abilities, all the stuff that you got that everybody else, all the education, the money, all the good stuff you got, that's not going to help you, boo-boo. Then we go to the word power. I like this one. So the word power, everybody, a lot of people, you know, when we're confused, we try to use our power. Now, this word power is spelled, it's like coach. It looks like the word roach with a K. It's spelled K-O-A-C-H. And it's pronounced koa, like an L, but it was an A. I can't even pronounce it. It's ko and then A-C-H. And that word is an interesting word because, again, we are talking about the things that we should not do, but we do. That means human strength. It means strength of angels. Power of God. It means strength that is produced from a reptile. I'm not making it up. It means strength that is produced from a kind of lizard. Now, again, do not believe me. Look this up for yourself. This is great, great. It has to do with reptile. It has to do with reptilian. It has to do with your reptile brain. It has to do with, what is a reptile? The three F's, fun, fighting, and procreation. That means you can't do that. To get out of Babylon, the three F's. Now, that pretty much covers everything that everybody do. So everybody either use power or they use might. Neither one of those will get you out of Babylon. Neither one of those will get you out of your confusion. Neither one of those will get you out of Groundhog's Day. Neither one of those will get you out of your current mental disposition. It doesn't work. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. So it requires a ruling disposition. Now, again, we could break this other word down. We broke down might. Power, it says a kind of lizard, unclean. It says strength, power, might, human strength, human power, human might. None of that doesn't work. Then it even goes down strength of angels. So you can consult your curanderos. You can call up, you know, some, you know, demonic entities. You can do like King Solomon did, you know, get some demons to build a temple for you. Guess what? That dog don't hunt. So it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Now, this word spirit is what I talk about all the time in all my shows, when I end my shows, and I talk about the pneuma and the ruach. So the word spirit here, it means ruach. Now, this word ruach, y'all got your pen and paper? You got your big boy drawers on? You got your big girl drawers on? Y'all ready to rock and roll? Y'all strapped in? Y'all sure? Anybody need to get a drink of water? Let me get a drink. The word ruach means wind and breath of mind. Come on, preacher. Let me say it again. It means wind and breath of mind, not of nostrils. Let me say it again. Father, test the minds of your people. It means the wind and the breath of the mind. It means the wind and the breath of the mind. It means the wind and the breath of the mind. You got to breathe with your mind, not with your nose. That's ruach. The word ruach is one of the most powerful and one of the misunderstood words, because that is the animating principle of the body. Remember, the life of the flesh is in the blood, but the life of the spirit is in the breath of the mind. It means breath. Now, breath means to give life. Mind is reason and logic. It's the ability to breathe air, to become the king and queen of the air, of the mind. Because the prince of the power of the air, the power is in the air, but he's a prince. And you're a king and a queen. You got king, queen, Trump, prince. Newsflash. Let me say that again. Why are you scarred? You ain't got to be scarred. Don't be afraid of the prince of the air. You're the king of the air. You're the queen of the air. You can run. You can just run right over the prince. In case you didn't know, the king and the queen, they take authority over the prince. The prince is the son or the daughter of the king and the queen. Now, the word ruach means this is something that quickly brings about animation and agitation. Let me say it again. This is the only way to get out of Babylon. This is the only way to get out of confusion. This is the only way to get out of Groundhog's Day. This is the only way to get out of poverty. This is the only way to get out of sickness. This is the only way to get out of ignorance. This is the only way to get out of fear, doubt, unbelief, bad relationships. This is the only way to get out. You got to breathe with the mind. It's the wind or the breath of the mind. It means heaven, and the word heaven always means head, H-E-A-V. The V is a D. E-N, which is U-P, up. It means heave up or head up. So heaven has to do with the upwards expanse of the north. So the word spirit means there is something that you should do that brings about an animation, brings about an agitation. It brings about courage. It brings about patience. It brings about a disposition. It brings about, again, a living gift. It brings about the seat of emotion. All of this is definition of the word ruach. It's the seat of all mental acts. So this is the energy of life. This is the manifestation of the Shekinah glory of God. This is the depersonalized force, ruach. So the ruach, again, is a specific mental disposition that when it is entered into the brain, it means importing warlike energy and execution and administrative power. Somebody should write that down. This is how you get out. Anybody want to know how to get out of Groundhog's Day? It's not by might, nor by power. By my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. But the problem is, you don't know you're the Lord of hosts. So you think the Lord of hosts is out there. You don't know the Lord of hosts is in here. So we give away our power. That's why we don't got none. Is there anybody that don't worship out there? Is there anybody that worships in here? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, I didn't think so. Everybody gives away their power. You look to authority figures outside of you. You consult authority figures outside of the self. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible said that, you know, in the council of many, let wisdom be established. So there's nothing wrong with consulting people. getting advice before you make, you know, the final decision. But at the end of the day, my brothers, at the end of the day, my sisters, if it is to be, it is up to me. Not by might, nor by power, but by these warlike energy. It is a warlike energy that gives you the ability to be an executive, an administrator of divine power. It is the energy of light. It is the Shekinah glory. So that means that there is a breath of mind. There is something that comes into my mind that imparts a warlike energy that gives me the ability to execute and to make administrative decisions that brings about power. Let me tell you again. This is how I got out. I don't know how you're going to get out, my brothers and sisters, but this is the only way I know out. A lot of people are saying a lot of different things, but this is the only way to get out. It's extremely important, my brothers. It's extremely important, my sisters. The inability to understand the depths of the statements that's presented to us every day. We just blow through these scriptures. We have no idea what they mean. It means importing warlike war. You got to wage war. There's a war going on. There's a battle in your mind. Your mind is saying you're sick. You need to breathe in to the brain something that is warlike, that creates a energy so that way you can execute and have the administrative power to be able to establish the seat of the soul, which means animation and agitation. That's what this word ruach means. Now, underneath the word ruach, there's another word that's very similar to the word ruach, but it doesn't have the H on it. That means, it means delight. It means enjoy. It means quick to understand and accept. So there is something that brings about a sweet savior or savor, S-A-V-O-U-R. That's like a smell or an incense. So the ruach in the pneuma is a specific thought that is like a smell that brings about a sweet, if you want to use that word, sense. That simply means that it reinvigorates. The word that is used there is animation. Now, have you ever seen anybody that was very animated? Usually we use words like excited. So that means that there is some person, place, or thing that brings about a specific thought that results in you being animated. That's how you get out of Babylon. See, right now we're not animated. You're too, you know, professional. You're too laid back. Maybe you got a little bougie in you. Maybe a little boule, you know, depending on where you are, who you're from. You got a little, you know, a little this, that, and the other. You got a little education. You know, went to a, you know, uppity school. You know, from the rich side, you know, the good side of town. The right side of the tracks. And so you got a little, you know, you got a little air in your chest. Think your dookie don't stink. That's not how you got a Groundhog's Day, my brothers. That's not how you got a Groundhog's Day, my sisters. So it's not by might nor by power, but it is by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, we broke down the word Lord already. And for review, it has nothing to do with what we've been taught from the perspective of deification. Now, we can deify it. Now, there may be terms that are referring to, you know, the supreme deity, but this is not one of them. Now, you should ask yourself, well, Brother Will, that's not what I've been taught, my brother. And I would concur. I would ask you to go to the scripture, Zechariah 4, verse 6, and I would actually look at the word Lord, and you will see that word is in all capital letters. Now, I would ask you to go to irs.gov website, www.irs.gov. Or IRS.org, whatever it is. Go to the IRS website. at the top where it says search, type in the word, what do all capital letters mean? In English vernacular, in grammar. Now, again, I'm not an English major. If you're an English major, you already know the answer to the question. Why is the street signs in all capital letters? Why is the name on your driver's license in all capital letters? Take out your driver's license and look at it. Take out your birth certificate. On your birth certificate, your name is in all capital letters. Why is your name in all capital letters? Now, again, check it out. So the name Lord in this scripture is in all capital letters. Now, so, but what does that mean, though? What does it mean? Okay. According to the IRS, it means fictitious person. It means, now, I've incorporated three times. Each time I formed a corporation, they gave me my corporate seal. They gave me my corporate logo. They gave me my corporate bylaws and my books and all of my letters of incorporation. They was in all caps. All three corporations are in all capital letters. When I started a trust fund, it's in all capital letters. If you take out your wallet, look on the back of your wallet, the back of the money in the wallet. Take out a dollar bill. Take out a $5 bill. Look on the back of your money. It says, in God we trust. Go to NASDAQ. Look up the trust. There's a trust fund called God. So when they say in God we trust, they're not talking about trust. They're talking about trust fund. There's a trust fund. Don't believe me. Look it up. There's a trust fund called God. That's who they trust in. Money, mammon. It's a trust fund, homie. There's not no deity nowhere. Because there ain't no deity nowhere, or at least not on this dimension. So it's all a sham. It's all snake oil and mirrors, smoke oil and mirrors, whatever you want to call it. So this word Lord is in all capital letters because the writers, is they're trying to tell you, yo, boo-boo, this is fictitious. We're talking about a fictitious character. According to all grammar rules, all rules of grammar, according to the IRS.gov website, and everybody that I know that know anything about the English language, when the letters are all capitalized, it's talking about a fictitious. It's a fictitious person. And so when we break it down, it's just talking about, again, a small person. A bent-like person. It's called Hue, H-U-E. Hue means bent. Being means existence. That's what that word means. That might be you, boo-boo. You are a bent-like being. At least that's what they tell us. But we're not a bent-like being. We're just trapped in a bent-like body. We are a light, consciousness or awareness that has possession of a soul that is hanging out inside of the body. And so, that means that the spirit must be established not by God, but by self. Show me a man, show me a Reverend Dr. Bishop on this planet that preaches that. Now, what does it mean, though, in English? That means if it is to be, it is up to me. Not to the Reverend, not to the doctor, not the bishop. You, boo-boo, you're supposed to think for yourself. You can't use power. You can, well, not against the ruling. When you get to the high level, now the little imps and mojos and sprites and genies and, you know, yeah, you can play house with them. These viceroys that run cities, these day moons, these diamonds, these demons, these ruling dispositions, now, but they're not impressed. They're not impressed with your power or your might. They only respond to one thing. That is a ruling disposition that is superior to theirs. Now, the last word is the word host. So it is the Lord of hosts. Now, this word host, in the Hebrew, let me get the correct pronunciation on this one, because this is this one. Savat. Savat. And Savat is really because it's spelled with a T. It's T-S-A-B-A. But if the T is pronounced or silent, it's like S-A-V-A, basically, Savat, or Savat. Now, that word means host. Now, that means army. It means warfare. It means host of angels. It means sun, moon, stars, whole creation coming together to warfare. And it says feminine. It means a mass. It means an organized army. It means a mass or it's an organized army. And the organized army is the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's whole creation. The Bible says all of creation is groaning and moaning, is waiting for the sons and the daughters of men to take their rightful place, the sons of God to take their rightful place. That's what the host means. That's you. So you are the organizer of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Come on, man. Are you serious? Let me get this right. You got so much power, man, but you don't know. You give it away. When you worship something outside of the self, the thing that is worship precedes the self. You give the power to what you worship. You give your power to whatever you worship. Now, I'm not saying that don't worship. There's just no, you ain't got no power. When you go up against me or some other viceroy or some other somebody who knows how to operate in the spirit realm. But see, if you don't understand that, you know, while you playing spiritual checkers, you may be even playing spiritual chess. But I'm playing spiritual ether. I'm establishing the field that you play on. See, it's really interesting. People, when I grew up, I wanted to be on the field playing. I never thought about owning the field. See, Jerry Jones is out there blowing out his knee. Jerry Jones is not out there getting busted in the head with freaking concussions every day or every Sunday. Jerry Jones ain't got no back problems. Jerry Jones is Jerry Jones owns the field that Negroes play on. You might want to be one of those. I'm just putting it out there in the ether. Now you want to play on the field, boo boo. I'm trying to own the field. I'm going to own the field. I'm not interested in being no player. I'm an owner. I'm a creator. I'm royalty. I'm a king. I'm a creator. I'm a joint heir. I'm a holy nation. I'm a royal priest. I've been called. I've been justified. I've been sanctified. I've been glorified. So have you. But you give away your power every time you P-R-E-Y. And somebody come and pick you off. You ever seen, when I was a kid, we used to call them chicken hawks, and my grandmother would put sheets on the line. And I would ask her, Big Mama, why you putting those sheets on the line? The sheets was dry. Sun was out. She would leave them out there. The sheets would flap in the wind to scare off the chicken hawks who would fly down and pluck off the chickens. Because chickens never look up. They always walk around, bark, 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 and they just pecking. They never look up. Because the chickens were easy prey. When you pray, you become prey for the dark lords. Now, I know this probably contrary to your theology, I understand. All you got to do is look at the proof, look at your life, and look at the people in your life. See, this word, brothers and sisters, host, it means an army that is prepared for battle at the appointed time. This word host in English comes from another Hebrew word. And this Hebrew word means to muster, to assemble, to go forth to war, to serve, to cause to go forth, to be the causality. To be the cause of war. It doesn't mean that you go to war. It means you're the individual. It means to cause things to move forward. Causality, not morality. The Lord of causality, that is you, boo-boo. You are, may I humbly, respectfully submit, your true identity. You are not a peasant. Contrary to popular belief. You're not a worthless, wretched, undone sinner. contrary to popular belief. You are Lord of hosts. But you don't know, because you didn't start a corporation. And you don't, over, not you personally, but you know, people you know, don't understand this is business. It's not personal. You're in the business of establishing and finding your true authentic self. That's why you're here on earth. You are here on earth to realize that you are an individual expression of God himself. You're not Paul Creter. You're not broke, busted, and disgusted. You are an individual expression of God walking around in a body. Now, you may not know what that is, but it's my job to make sure that I express, expose, and expand to you in the simplest way power, the simplest way possible, that is not by might, and it is not by power, but it is by your ruling disposition. The word, that's what the word spirit means. The word spirit means that you got a group of thoughts that you muster together that cause shizness to happen. Thought, not hand, not money, not men, means, or resources, thought. Since the brain is not organized in a manner that musters up, this is called moldable matter. Do you know that your data controls matter? Oh, you don't know? Oh, you haven't read Dr. Bruce Lipton's stuff? You haven't read Dr. Emoto's stuff? You haven't read Joe Dispenza's? You haven't read Maxwell Gershon, Jethro Klaus? You haven't read, you know, Norman Vincent Peale? You haven't read Thinking Grow? You haven't read Wallace Wattles? Should we go back to the 1600s, 1700s? All of this gnosis is common sense, but common sense is not common. So 99.999999% of the people on this planet, they're walking around looking for a handout. They hooked on a government titty. They broke, busted, and disgusted. They're poor. They got disease. They're walking around in ignorance. And they're in bad relationships. They dogs don't hunt. Like I talked about last night in my private message, in my private show, this is how you wage war in the spirit realm. If you are not a spirit, that means you are possessed by a spirit. Let me say that again. If you've been oppressed, depressed, recessed, you are possessed. Now, the possession takes place in a manner that you don't know you're possessed. Like people who are controlling are themselves controlled. But they don't know. Because the day moon, the diamond, mimics their individual expression. So if you are not a spiritual master, if you do not walk in the spirit, as the scripture says, you will fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the scripture says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's impossible. So the only way to fulfill the lust of the flesh is if you're not walking in the spirit. That means that you're building your kingdom on a house and on soil that will not stand. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because you see, the only way to operate in the spirit realm is, one, everything I'm telling you has to be obtainable. Right now it's not obtainable because the Reverend Dr. Bishop told you, you Paul Creter. He told you, you well done. He told you that you was the dung on the tick, and you believed him. So the first thing that you got to do is, number one, you got to stop listening to these broke-down jellyback preachers who telling you that you're well done. Because why? How do you disconnect, according to science, how do you disconnect the brain so it doesn't work? Now go to any hood in America. Go to 99.9% of the black churches in America. For every 10, that's probably one that may be dropping some knowledge. How do you disconnect the brain according to biology? Number one, I got to make you have guilt. I got to make you feel guilty, self-guilt. Number two, I got to get you involved in what is called self-shaming. I'm not going to make you feel ashamed. I got to make you make yourself feel ashamed. I got to make you look in the mirror and make you look at yourself and your body and don't like it. If you got short hair, I got to make you be ashamed of it, and yet then you're going to go get your long hair. If you got little chi-chis, I got to make you be ashamed of it. That way you can go get your implant and get you some big chi-chis. If you got big chi-chis, I got to make you feel ashamed of that so that way you can remove it and get little chi-chis. I got to get you to hate yourself. I got to get you to hate yourself. And it's pretty easy to do. That's people out here bleaching this. That's people doing sex changes. That's some serious stuff. You don't whack off your pecker and replace it. Dude, that's a mind job right there. You are owned by the devil. The devil, if you want to use that term, which is just you, by the way. The only way to disconnect you from source, because self is source. I got to get you to hate yourself. God did the most incredible thing. He hid himself inside of you. The one place God knew you would never look, that's where he's at. Now, I'm getting to my boy, Seven Bomar, work. My son listens to a lot of his stuff. I don't really have time to really listen to other people because I'm too busy doing my own thing. But based upon the stuff that my son shares with me in the videos, we say a lot of the same stuff. He's a young cat. And one thing about Seven is he puts a lot of emphasis on the anatomy, and he talks about the God inside of the brain. And it's the brachial. So and again, this is inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple as well. And like I tell you guys, I know there's somebody out there teaching it, but I just don't know because I don't get a chance to listen to other people's stuff that often. And so biologically, and I can bring out my book, Christen Christ in You, the Hope of God Glory, and I can prove the big G is inside of you. But I know that, for example, in certain faiths, you go and there's a statue, and you bow down to, let's say, like, you know, Buddha or certain, you know, like the Catholics, they got, you know, angels and statues and stuff, and those are external deities. Now, everybody I know, they got an external deity. I mean, everybody. I think I'm probably the only one that I'm aware of that don't got no external deity. I got an internal deity. Because the scripture says that the kingdom of God is within. The Bible says God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know why it's not preached in every church in America. I don't know. If you got an external deity, my brother, if you got an external deity, my sister, you are an external being. That means you cannot return back internal, because the kingdom of God is within. So if you don't go within, you cannot win. And the problem that exists today, the reason why there is confusion, because remember the word Zerubbabel means Babylon, and the word Babylon means Babel. So people think that they, when you read that scripture, every Reverend Dr. Bishop that I know says there's a dude named Zerubbabel who walked around. Now, that may not be true. Personally, I don't give a beep. Because the etymology of the term means mental confusion in the brain. That's what the name means. It represents, as does every word in the Bible, a deeper meaning and the ability or inability to decode the Bible. The book Bible is the difference between poverty and riches, the difference between sickness and health, the difference between wisdom and ignorance, the difference between a good relationship and a bad relationship. Why? You are not eligible for wealth, health, wisdom, and a great relationship. Why? You poor critter. Not you, but, you know, people you know. Because the Reverend Dr. Bishop told you that. So, number one, it's not obtainable. Number two, you don't have no faith or the ability to do what I call an assumptive close. Now, the assumptive close, when I was in sales, when somebody walked up to me, I just assumed that they wanted to buy whenever they walked into the store, and in my case, I was in health and fitness. So if you came to my gym and you drove all the way to my gym and you walked through the door and you say, here, I would like to take a tour of your gym, that means that you did not come over there because we ain't got no food in there. You didn't come to eat. You came to work out. And I'm here to sell a place where you can work out. So I'm going to assume that you came here to work out. I ain't going to ask you, hey, why are you here today? I already know. I'm not going to ask you, would you like to buy a gym membership today? Why? You drove all the way over from your house. Why would you drive over here if you weren't interested in a gym membership? Now, you're going to tell me, oh, no, I'm not looking now, doo-doo. You may lie to yourself, boo-boo, but don't lie to me. I know why you're here. You're here because you want a gym membership. Because I work in the gym, and I sell gym memberships. And so when somebody came to my gym, I sold them 100%. Because even if they didn't have no money, in some cases, I even gave people money. And then they paid me back because they gave me a post-dated check. I never lost a sale. Number one sale, whole 5 years I worked in health and fitness. Nobody could outsell me in health and fitness. Because I already knew if you came through my door, you was getting a gym membership. Because otherwise, why would you come? The spirit realm is no different. You serve the big G. And you asking the big G. Now, the big G says, I know what you need. I know what you have need of before you even ask. The big G says, why worry about what you shall eat, about what you shall drink? Do you not know that your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things before you even ask? So why are you asking? So I don't pray to God. I pray as God. Number one, the spirit realm works from the perspective of everything is lunch in the spirit realm. Nothing is impossible to God. See, to you, whatever your dream is, it's not possible. To me, I've never met a problem that I cannot solve. Even the problem that I just had on June the 30th, when I got a phone call at 9:30 at night, that would crush anybody, most people that I know, including myself. I wanted to be crushed, so I said, not today, homie, not on my watch. I couldn't cry even if I wanted to. Because I got too much knowledge. I understand that death is just a door that you open to go to a fuller life. Why are you crying? Why are you beating yourself up? Why are you walking around here freaking in grief? Why are you talking about a loss? What the is that? The word loss is not a biblical term. That's a Luciferian construct. That is not a term. Eternal beings don't lose. We just go from win to win to win. We go from glory to glory to glory. We're always in the presence. Ain't no such thing as loss. So it's the inability for you to, again, understand the definitions of the terms. So that's why we can attain, because we're not operating in the assumptive. Then we don't have credible dissonance. Everybody I know, they got cognitive dissonance. I got credible dissonance. Credible dissonance means I add credibility to my dissonance. Cognitive dissonance means you got two opposing dispositions in the brain. Your brain, one half of the brain says, I am wealthy. The other half of your brain says, no, you're not. So I add credibility to the part of the brain that says, I am wealthy. How? I get facts that prove wealth. What do I do? I sell a book. I do a show. I sign up a new client. I do something that adds credibility so that when my brain says, well, you know what, maybe we're not poor. Yeah, you think? So when the brain brings me dissonance, I remove it with credibility, with credit. You remove cognitive dissonance with provable facts. That's called a process. Number four, you got to be an agent of change. Nothing in life is guaranteed except change. If you don't like change, boo-boo, you're in trouble. So you might as well make it work for you. Number five, self-love is the best love. You got to be self-sufficient. That is how you oscillate and vibrate in the spirit realm. That's how you get out of confusion. That's how you get out of Babylon. That's how you don't need might. You don't need power. You need a ruling disposition that says everything is lunch. That means I can order anything off the menu. You ever notice you go to a place and you got to check your money before you order your food? You go to a restaurant and you look at the menu, and the cheapest thing on it, they got, you know, the lowest thing on it is like $100. They got this, you know, you're going to like, oh, man, I didn't know the restaurant. Then you like, you wait till the waiter leave, and then you just quietly exit out the back door of the restaurant. Oh, I'm the only one did that? Okay. Y'all too bougie? So you go to the restaurant, and your money is funny. You see, my brothers and sisters, in the spirit realm, everything is obtainable. You just got to have the right spirit. If you can maintain the right disposition, if you can maintain your brain, if you can maintain it in your brain, then you're going to manifest it in your hands. So you got to make sure that everything is obtainable. You got to make sure that everything is lunch. You got to operate in faith, and you got to act as if. You got to act as if you are wealthy. You got to act as if you are healthy. You got to act as if you are wise. You got to act as if you are in a toe-curling relationship. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to draw toe-curling relationships. You're going to draw wisdom. You're going to draw health. And you're going to draw wealth into the pocket. It doesn't matter what reality says. The only thing that matters is it is not by might. It is not by power, but it is by your ruling disposition. It is by your spirit. So I got one question for you today, my brother. I got one question for you today, my sister. Do you got a spirit of wealth? You got a spirit of health. You got a spirit of wisdom. And you got a spirit of a toe-curling relationship. Do you think it's obtainable? Do you think you deserve it? Do you think you're credible? Can you change and move in the direction by simply getting rid of the self-guilt? Well, you know what? I'm just poor-critic. Best thing I can do is, you know, be a Walmart greeter. Thank you for coming to Walmart. How may I help you? That's all I can do. So you got that self-guilt. And then you shaming yourself every day. You are ashamed to be you. I know. I used to be ashamed of myself too, boo-boo. I'm not talking about some shit that I read out of a book. What I'm talking to you today is what I lived in my life. Self-shame, self-guilt, self-blame. We can throw that one in there. That they all produce what? Self-hate. Now, you don't come out and say, I hate myself. All you do is abuse yourself. That's how I know you hate yourself. Oh, you tell me you love yourself, and then you knock out a whole dozen of Krispy Kreme donuts every day. Now, all things in moderation. But I can tell that you hate yourself because you abuse yourself. You with a male or a female that punches you in the face and abuses you, then they buy you flowers. But you're telling me you love yourself. Come on, man. Self-hate is evident. How? Look at how you treat yourself. Not how you treat other people. Now, you treat everybody else great. You're nice, you're cordial, you're friendly. You treat everybody else like they're kings and queens. You treat your little children like they are freaking gods. But yourself, or you treat yourself like you're a peasant. That's the number one sign that you got self-hate. You got self-shame. You got self-guilt. You got self-blame. Self-love means you're self-sufficient. That simply means you take care of yourself before you take care of anybody else. My brothers, that's the spirit realm. The enemy knows that. So the devil's not after you, if you want to use that term. He after your seed. He after your need. Because he knows how to get your attention. You already hate yourself. He already got you. So he wants to keep you. How does he keep you? He got to make you feel guilty. See, if I was a young, dumb, and stupid, I'd be walking around here beating myself up right now. But thankfully, my mama didn't raise no fool. Brothers and sisters, I don't know where you are and what you're going through right now, but I can tell you on good authority, because I'm in the valley, I'm in the lion's den right now. I ain't reading about it in the book. Last night was a little rough. I thought I was having, you know, I was having heart palpitations, I had a pain in my chest. and I couldn't breathe, and shortness of breath. You know, he's like having, I was like, man, am I having an anxiety attack? Like, what the? So I had to do some deep breathing. I said, hold up, calm down. What are you thinking? It was like, and I had some, like, two really, really bad dreams. But I had to, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. And the word spirit means ruach. And the word ruach means I'm going to bring something into my mind that is a breath of fresh air. That thing that I put in my brain is like oxygen to my body. It animates the body, and it reinvigorates the body. If you don't have thoughts and images in your brain that you put there, no reverend, no doctor, no bishop needed, no master teacher 33. You ain't got to call me, boo-boo. You can do this yourself. If it is to be, it is up to me. Bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. That is the ruach. The word ruach means that you are establishing a warlike mental disposition. So that way you can be the causality of your reality. You are the cause of your reality. It is your job to establish your mental disposition by breathing the breath of source, so that way you establish a warlike energy, so that way you can execute. You can establish the administration. That means you know exactly, you're planning this thing out. So everybody else is playing checkers. Everybody else is playing chess. And you will play a board game with the gods. You're establishing your plasma. Everybody that came out of a placenta has the ability to establish plasma. The word placenta is code for the word planet. That's why they cut your umbilical cord when you exit the placenta. The word placenta is the word planet. You went from one dimension. Now, when you was in your mother's womb for 9 months, what kind of dimension was that? And then you died, if we want to use that term. That's another word for birth. And you came into this dimension. This is just another womb. The planet, the placenta is a planet. The planet Earth is a placenta. So when you D-Y-E and D-I-E, that is the birth process of you being born into another dimension. That's why you should not grieve, and you should not be beating yourself up, because there's no such thing as loss. Death is birth. You're changing dimensions. The same way you spent, now before you was in your mother's womb, where were you at? You was what they call a zygote. You was an egg and a sperm cell. That's another dimension. Then they joined together, and then you went into another dimension. And then they went and joined together from that dimension, and then you came into this dimension. And then when you're going to leave this dimension, you're going to go into another dimension. We are going from glory to glory to glory to glory until we return back to source. Brothers and sisters, we just suffer from a lack of gnosis, exactly like it says in Hosea 4:6, I think it is. Yeah. My people perish for a lack of no sense. We don't got no sense. We all walk around here like baby Hueys, babbling like a bunch of babies. My brothers and sisters, it's time to start speaking light. Don't speak English. Don't speak Latin or French. Speak the language of light. Speak the language of the gods. They speak the language of the love. It is my prayer, my brothers, it is my prayer that you oscillate and vibrate in the etheric realm. And you play the field. Don't play checkers. Don't play chess. That's their game. They're going to beat you. Play your game. What is the field? The field is your circle. It's your square that I gave you. Stand on your square. Operate in your circle. Master your space. This is space mastery. Don't go to outer space. Go to inner space. And the key to entering into the inner space is your life optimization chart, that spinning circle. Yeah, that's your Merkaba. That's how you enter That's the gate. That's the portal into the spirit realm. So my brothers, my sisters, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. May the big G, who has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce, may the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M lead you and guide you to the Ruach and the Pneuma. So the Ruach and the Pneuma can lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make this out of body. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mean mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. And see,